light up our lives. Typically standing as high as 8 meters above the sidewalk, they cast a warm glow in the darkness and continue to provide street decor during the day. This fixture, called a luminaire, starts as a technical drawing. To make certain parts of the luminaire, the factory uses a process called sand casting. To create the internal features of the sand mold, workers take a wooden mold for the part and fill it with a mixture made of white sand. They insert a wire into the center to make an opening, then inject carbon dioxide into the opening. This causes a chemical reaction that hardens the sand. They remove the white sand piece called the core from the wooden mold. To cast the external parts of the luminaire, workers start with a mold made of aluminum. Inside it, they build another mold made of brown soil. They place a wood block on top and pack down the soil. They do the same on the other half of the mold. Now, with a copper pipe, they make holes in the soil mold, one in which they pour molten aluminum, the other to vent air. They spray the inside with compressed air, so no particles will stick to the cast piece. They position the core into the soil mold. Keys in the soil mold help them position it exactly. Then they pour molten aluminum into the mold. Aluminum is an ideal metal for streetlights because it's lightweight, rust-resistant, and it won't stick to the soil mold. After 2 to 5 minutes, they open the metal frame and shatter the mold. They use a drill to remove the white sand piece from the inside of the cast aluminum part. Next, they sand down the part to make it smooth. Automated drills then pierce pilot holes for various hardware. A welder places a bracket in a vise, then welds a decorative tube onto it. Next, he welds an anchor plate onto a pole. The upper part of the pole is welded to a larger bottom part. All the poles, brackets, and luminaire parts go into a series of chemical baths to prepare them for painting. The model shown here comes with tempered glass or polycarbonate lens finishes on all four sides. They install the lighting system. First, they position the bowl-shaped aluminum piece. Then the lamp socket is mounted with the electrical components inside the aluminum bowl. Finally, they install a reflector inside the hood to project the light towards the street. They apply labels with product and maintenance information into the fixture's hood. Now they can close up the luminaire and mount it on a pole or bracket. And let there be light.